Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
It's always been a privilege for me to turn on the microphone. Never taken it for granted. Always felt that the fact that I could talk to people and do this for a living and exchange ideas and views was a real privilege, and it still is. And particularly so because we cover a huge area of this country. From Toronto to Vancouver and everything in between. So the cities are Toronto, Hamilton, London, Winnipeg, Regina, Saskatoon, Calgary, Edmonton, Kamloops, Kelowna, and Vancouver. So that's a big gang. We're a big crowd. We're a big team. And part of the team, to the west of the 416 and 905 phone exchanges, after each election, gets in touch with me and says, Ontario did it again. 416 and 905 screwed us again. There's just too many of you, and you have too many seats. And no matter what we do, what we vote, if 416 and 905 doesn't like how we vote, our vote doesn't matter. So for years, I've thought, I'm not laughing at you, and I'd never do that. But it's almost like a relief. Because I don't think you're going to be saying that after the next federal election. I don't think I'm going to be getting the calls from Regina and Saskatoon and Calgary and Edmonton. And actually, you know, I get calls from Manitoba as well. They get upset with 416 and 905 and British Columbia too. I don't think it's going to be the case because all the polling shows and indicates that Mr. Trudeau's, the hole that he's in is just getting deeper and deeper and deeper. The chances of his being reelected in a 24 or 25 election, I shall we say, slim to none, and slim just left town. That old joke, huh? So when we look back at 2021, where Mr. Trudeau got another minority government, almost exactly the same as 2019, which caused people to say it was like a tug of war, and the rope won. It's one of those lines that I've never forgotten that somebody came up with. I don't know who did, but anyway, it's funny. So why am I saying this? Because there were two Ontario by-elections this past week. Both of them won, and convincingly so, by Doug Ford's Progressive Conservative candidates. Now, Mr. Ford, in any other political environment, would be, I think, vulnerable. But given the federal scenario, given the lack of popularity of Mr. Trudeau and his sidekick, Mr. Singh, the coalition government, I think what happened in Ontario this past week, the two Ontario by-elections won by Mr. Ford's Progressive Conservative candidates foreshadow what's going to be happening in the federal election. I said that on Greg Brady's morning show on AM 640 in Toronto yesterday. They allow me to go on there and say what I think every week. I appreciate that. Daryl Bricker is our great friend. He's the CEO of Ipsos Public Affairs, international polling firm, huge, influential. They do a great job. And Daryl is also the author of Next, the book that I think every Canadian should read and will enjoy, and he'll learn about what's going to happen in this country. And Daryl joins us on the Roy Green Show. Daryl, I've gone on for quite a bit, but my sense is that 416 and 905 will not be upsetting 403, 306, and maybe a few area codes in British Columbia or 204 in Manitoba too much after the next federal election. Is that fairly solid ground, or is the sand still shifting?
No, it's pretty solid ground. The polls really haven't changed significantly for over a year. If anything, what we've seen is a slight widening of the gap between the conservatives and the liberals. And of those two area codes, Roy, really the one that counts is the 905. Even though I live in the 416 myself, the one that really counts is the 905. That's the donut of seats around the city of Toronto, basically the car commuting suburbs. They tend to swing back and forth with the winner and actually create the winner. At the moment, every poll is basically showing a double-digit lead for the Conservatives in the province of Ontario, which means that they're doing very well in the 905, probably somewhere closer to 15 to 20% over the Liberals. And in that instance, it's basically a wipeout for them here.
So is that because Mr. Poilievre is particularly appreciated and Mr. Trudeau is unappreciated, or is it mostly because Mr. Trudeau is unappreciated and Mr. Poilievre is available?
No, I think it's, there's some of the personality politics play into this. One of the things that we've seen over the last while is that actually Pierre Poilievre's personal numbers have been going up. But I think the real thing that we're seeing here is it's no longer Liberals versus New Democrats versus Conservatives. It's really change versus the status quo. And there's one candidate right now who really dominates for Canadians that identity of change. And it's whether you like him or not, it's Pierre Poilievre in the Conservative Party.
Well, I mean, I personally quite like him. He's been on this program many times. He doesn't run away when we ask him to come on. He has a different style of campaigning. His constant focus on Mr. Trudeau and the cliches. I wonder if that could hurt him going forward. Is there, let me put it this way. Is Poilievre doing anything that could hurt him heading to election time? Anything that he's doing now, if he continues it, it could be a problem.
Not so far. I mean, there have been people who've criticized, for example, his stopping by and talking to people who are against the carbon tax and him getting kicked out of the House of Commons over the last while. But we've seen no effect in terms of his personal popularity. And this is something that we saw around the time of the trucker convoy. It's not that people really agreed with shutting down the city of Ottawa, and they especially didn't agree with what was happening at some of the border crossings. But that sentiment of I'm really not happy with the direction of this country, there was a lot of resonance with that. And so one of the things that Poilievre, I think, does particularly effectively is reflects back to people that anger that they're feeling about the direction of the country. Him saying that they're right to feel that way is something that is unifying for people who really do want to see change in this country.
Yeah. So what happens then, Darryl, if we assume, and nobody should assume anything, but if we assume that Mr. Trudeau is going to stick it out and run as leader of the Liberal Party again, and Mr. Singh decides that he's going to run as leader of the NDP again, what happens to those two parties in the next federal election if those two men lead the parties, their parties, into the election against Poilievre, essentially?
Well, I think that, if the polling today holds up, and there's no reason that it won't because it's held up for the last year, holds up for another year, there's a potential, very real potential here that the Liberals could end up third and the NDP could end up in a very weak fourth. Basically, the strongest opposition party after right now in terms of how their vote is concentrated is the Bloc Québécois. So seat models are now showing that the Liberals are potentially falling behind the Bloc. So with those two leaders, this is what you get.
So we could end up with that dynamic, which was so weird a couple of decades ago, where the Bloc Québécois becomes the official opposition.
We could very well. I mean, because what's going to happen, I think, in the province of Quebec is it becomes clearer that Pierre Poilievre is going to win. The incentive to vote for the Liberal Party disappears. I mean, the NDP is basically gone from there. And given that in Quebec, the Conservative Party is seen to a certain extent as being Western, I think you'll see a bit of a rallying around the Bloc flag, and you'll see the Bloc go up and both the Liberal Party decline in the province of Quebec, some of them going over to the Conservatives, some of them maybe even going over to the Bloc. But at that point, what you're going to see is the Bloc Québécois really potentially rivaling the Liberals to be the official opposition.
Now, wouldn't that be something? When I moved to Quebec in 2007, went there for 9 years, I was driving down the Eastern Townships auto route from the townships to Montreal, and I saw this big blue election sign ahead of me, and I thought, oh, Conservatives. And, oh, it was the Bloc Québécois or the Parti Québécois, one or the other. And I thought, oh, yeah, I have to remember where I am now. Just, it was a strange experience. But so if – whether an election is held in the fall of this year or the fall of next year, and I have asked you this before, there comes a point where you just can't recover. You're so far back, you can't recover. The Liberals are in that position now, are they, that there's no way back?
Yeah, it's calcified. I mean, they're in a situation now where all that can probably happen is maybe they'll creep up a little bit or they'll fall back a little bit, but they're pretty well at their core. The only thing that can really change is they can, something really significant can happen to the Conservatives, but it'll be nothing that the Liberal Party causes to happen, or they can change their leaders. And that at least gives them a chance to maybe potentially get back into this. But, the options are basically slim to none at the moment.
And Slim just left town.
Right.
Daryl, it's always great talking to you. Thank you so much for being so generous with your time.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot, Ray.
Daryl Bricker, CEO of Ipsos Public Affairs and author of Next. So, a little experiment, if you'll indulge me. And everyone in Western Canada is sitting on the edges of their chairs, or you will be as soon as I finish what I'm saying. I would like to open up the phone lines to 905 area code and 416, but exclusively for a little bit to 905 and 416. Western Canada is really listening because they want to know. If you're in the 905 or 416 area codes, give us a call at 1-800-263-2428. 1-800-263-2428. If you're in 905 or 416, we'll make it exclusive for 905 and 416 for a little bit. Are you determined to see the Conservatives form government? Now, I know there's the people who are just inveterate fans of the Liberal Party, the NDP. Give us a break. You just stay out of it. Just stay out of it. I want to hear from people who are not fans of anybody particularly. If stay out of it. If you're in 905 or 416, give me a call and tell me if you – Western Canada's on the edge of their seats. Do you want to see – a Conservative government led by Pierre Poilievre, if you're an NDP or Liberal cardholder, stay on it. 1-800-263. It's not funny. Yeah, I don't know why I'm laughing. It's just Roy being his. It's Roy. Never mind what it is. Simran in Bowmanville, Ontario, which is 905. Simran, the all-powerful 905.
Hi there. How are you today?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Yeah, so I voted for Trudeau in 2015, and I know for a fact I will never, ever vote Liberal ever in my life again just because of what's happened in the past 8-9 years. And it's just not me. I know other friends that were Liberals before Trudeau got into power, and they feel the same way. We can never trust the Liberals ever again.
Wow.
Is that bad?
That's a statement.
Yeah.
That is a statement. How old, if you don't mind my asking, how old were you in 2015?
So I'm 33 now. So I was
24, 25. Yeah.
So I was naive. Let's just put it that way.
I got to tell you something. You stay naive in a lot of things a lot later than 25 or even 34. Simran, I appreciate the call. Thanks so much.
No problem. Thank you.
You have a good one. Karen is in Burlington, Ontario, the beautiful Burlington, Ontario, where Roy lives. Area code 905. Hi, Karen.
How are you today, Roy?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good, thank you. I wish the election was tomorrow. I'm voting Conservative. Can hardly wait to get the Liberal government out of there, as well as our MPP, or our MP, I'm sorry, Carina Gould.
Oh, the minister. Yeah.
Yes.
I have a feeling that there's going to be a few more Liberal MPs, even ministers, who are going to walk away before the election because they know what they're up against. But you're talking to Western Canada. You're talking to me, but you're talking to Western Canada. The folks have been saying, what is wrong with 905 and 416? Why do they treat us so badly all the time? I shouldn't be joking about this, and I'm not really.
Well, I think the Liberals haven't treated them very well.
Liberals.
And I think they need to.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the Liberals haven't treated anybody well.
That's what I was going to say. Karen, thank you very much for the call. Hey, Bruce in Hamilton, gloating is a lot of fun, isn't it?
I'm sorry, say you're right.
Gloating is fun, isn't it?
It is for sure. I think I told you this last time I talked to you when you were talking about.
Bruce, I'm really sorry. I wasn't looking at the clock. We got 20 seconds. Go.
Okay, well, first voted for Pierre back when I was voting. I voted for Trudeau the last two elections, and that'd be the last time.
That's what we heard from our first girl, Simran.
Polyev all the way. Singh, I was going to give him a try, but, you know, if he was Jack Layton, he would win for sure.
You know, that's a very interesting point. Thank you, Bruce and Hamilton. That's our experiment.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.